is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States is joining other nations in blaming Iran for the downing of a Ukrainian jetliner outside Tehran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week. And it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said at a White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes that the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of Australians